Happy New Year.
Whoop.
Welcome to 2021, which we're having fingers crossed here that it will not be 2020 in any shape or form.
See a lot of Happy New Year's posts, and you're like, no S.
Oh, I saw some New Year's, and you just got to scroll past it.
I know.
You can't.
It's like, let it go, Sam.
You don't.
New Year, let's kick it off right.
I don't know that I saw that.
Well, that's the combination of New Year's Day, right? And then New Year.
It's not the same thing, though.
I get it, yeah.
That's probably, if you're kind of a grammar police person, you just have to bite your tongue.
Yeah. Well, let it go.
Maybe it was somebody's autocorrect. And I know that's incorrect grammar, but on the phone, it'll suggest a word you've used before.
Yeah.
You're so maybe you chose the wrong one.
Yeah,
it could be.
Autocorrect is great, but you still should proof it before you hit send or post or whatever.
Yeah.
I saw a funny, and it's true, I don't know, somebody posted that 2020 set the bar so low that there's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
I thought that's a good way to look at it. Anyway, first Monday of 2021. And Sam, we have to tell you, from our home to yours, one of the gifts that you gave us was the hit of the holidays in our house.
Yeah.
Before Christmas, the girls could not wait. That big giant Twinkie kit you gave me. And Taylor and Phoebe were like, what is this? They were more excited about that than anything they got on Christmas morning. And so I'm like, fine, make it. They begged me to make it. And then Phoebe wanted to make it on Christmas Eve for the family. I'm like, no.
The time to experiment with a giant turkey is before everybody
your
arrives.
Your Nana is bringing banana pudding.
Yeah.
We're doing, no. So one night, well before Christmas, they are in the kitchen. They are making that. It is crazy looking. The house smells weird. And then Murphy was about to go to bed and they brought it into the room and they all ate it and they thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Really?
They love that we have the pan now.
Oh, that's right. The pan is permanent.
It's cool. I want to make another one.
Did it taste like a Twinkie?
Yes. So here's what's crazy about it. And I probably said that like three or four times afterwards. God, it tastes just like a Twinkie. But it tastes better than a Twinkie because it doesn't have the same preservatives. You put heavy whipping cream in whatever's in the center part. And then that's what actually is the filling instead of that. It doesn't leave that grease film like with the real Twinkie.
So if there is such a thing as a fresh Twinkie, that was it.
And it's big.
Yeah,
so just so you know, you sort of won with our girls.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
I'll let you know next. I've added to the list of things not to do when you're wearing a Santa hat.
Happy New Year, and we'd love to hear from you. So start off the new year hanging out together, 877-310-4MSJ, or you can hit us up on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, not resolutions, but goals. We'd love to hear yours on the way.
Oh, yeah, those too, yeah.
A few years ago, if you remember, I told you that I was riding around in the season wearing my Santa hat.
Yeah, Sam.
And somebody cut in front of me or did something in traffic, and, used a hand gesture. And then as you're driving away, you're like, the reason they were all staring at me was because I had the hat on using a hand gesture.
Sometimes you forget what you're wearing.
Right. And so I haven't done that again until this year.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, I was driving to see the twins and my mom and surprise them with their gifts.
Yeah, and you were all Santa'd up. I loved it. It was cute. Posted.
Somebody in front of me, it's like, you know when you're driving down the road and there's two lanes and somebody gets on and they got to get in your lane? Instead of the lane next to you, which has nobody in it.
Maybe it's the lane they need to be in.
That's what this person did. And so it's like, really? And I forgot where I was for a minute. So speed up, whip around in front of them. I know if you're a law enforcement authority.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
I know. But, I learned it from my dad. The old teach them a lesson trick.
Yeah,
did you get in front of them?
Yeah. They got in front of me. So I was like, I speed up. And as right as I get in front of them, boom. And I look in the mirror looking at him to see what the reaction is, and I see the white on my hat, and it's like, you're wearing the Santa hat
again. Tidings of comfort and joy.
Yeah, and you just cut somebody off.
Yeah, it's not good.
Way to go, Clark.
Yeah!
Right.
But, the more fun I've had over the holidays was with that Bucky's face mask.
I know, Sam. I'm glad you loved it.
I wore that not for protection, because I have just a plain black one, and it was like, no, you're wearing the Bucky's.
Does it fit well enough?
It's a little tight.
Sure.
But the thing is,
but it's worth it for the reaction.
Oh, yeah, the corner of your eye, you're looking and you hear.
Yeah, everybody's laughing at you.
And so it's like, good, it's working.
It's Bucky the Beaver's mouth.
Yeah.
All over your mouth. And it looks perfect on you, Sam.
It looks great in the mirror.
Murphy, you don't know this unless you sent this to Murphy too. Sam sent me a picture of himself in his Bucky's onesie with his Bucky's mask on.
Oh, no, I did not get to see that.
It's 100% Bucky.
Sam the Beaver.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Guess who has jumped on the Weight Watchers train and is going to be a spokesperson for them 2021?
Who's that?
Not Oprah. James Corden.
That's carpool karaoke
with
Adele.
With James. Huh. Yeah, he said he's trying to be open about his struggles. He's realized.
And make a little money at the same time.
Yeah, fed up with the way I look. I'm fed up with the way I look is what he said. I'm fed up with being unhealthy, and this is the year I'm going to do it. So over Christmas, he says, I've eaten everything that's in the fridge because in my head in January, I'm starting this diet and it'll be a success.
Yeah.
I had
a similar experience to that.
I did. Hey, you're not making millions talking about it.
No, nobody's paying me to lose weight.
Every year they, they partner up with a famous person, and probably when Oprah came in and bought stock in that company, it flipped it like you would not believe. And she lives that, you know? Sometimes she's on it and sometimes she's not. But for James Corden to get on it, it's going to get a different kind of notoriety and funny. And he will lose weight doing it, because it's a very balanced, eat more healthy, don't eat junk
just
sort of
numbers.
A thing. It is numbers. So look for James Corden to be the funny spokesperson this year for Weight Watchers.
Coming up next.
Christmas was different this year because most of my time was spent with my dad, as he's been diagnosed with cancer. However, like with anything, there are some funny things that have come out of it. My dad always has that sense of humor, and I'll give you the update next.
We're back with you. We had a great holiday, although, with the good always comes the struggle, too. And one of the things, Sam, that happened at our house was that I didn't see Murphy a ton because Murphy was spending a lot of time at his dad's.
Yeah.
I went some, but, your dad is...
He's battling cancer right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, each day we're seeing positive moments. And then you have little, things that are challenging. But we're going to call it a net positive right now. But one thing within me and my sister and my brother have noticed in working with him, being with him so much, is my dad's a very particular person. My mom passed away 4 years ago. He's got everything organized in his systems, right? Because he's on his own.
Yeah.
And
makes sense to me.
Yeah. And the first thing that...
You've been there.
First thing that I realized is he downsized his utensil drawer because he didn't... He says he only needs two forks, a couple of spoons, a couple of knives, and that's it.
Wow.
And he literally keeps them on their own little tray in the kitchen accessible.
Yeah, Murphy told me that, and I came over to bring food one night, and he's like, "I'm you naturally look in a drawer."
Yeah.
And he's like, no, look on top of this thing. And I was like, oh. And it's just a few utensils and cleaned and put in the same spot every day.
Yeah.
After use.
Wow.
With a very particular order, which is funny. But my dad has always had a unique personality, and his sense of humor is still there through all this, which I love.
Mm.
Every time we go to give him his medicine, it's the same thing. He stops, he holds the cup, he looks you in the eye, and he says, "Down the hatch." So he'll pop that down. And,
that's so Dane.
And
just to say that
when there was a nurse that had come by to check vitals and all that kind of stuff, she put the cuff on him. He said, "This is going to be the lowest blood pressure you've ever seen." I love the way that he.
That's so him.
And he's coined his bed his happy place because he's napping more than he has. But the little quips that I think are funny. Somehow we got on the conversation of unsafe drivers.
Yeah.
And making a left turn in a lot of cases is dangerous, especially if making a left turn on a multi-lane highway.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do that.
He lives near.
He does. And we just had that conversation. I said, I really don't take lefts unless I have to. And he said, yep. He says, what I do, it's three right turns to make a left. I love that.
Sweet Dane.
Coming up next.
Goals, not resolutions. What are yours? 877-310-4MSJ.
Happy 2021, and so it's actually good to be back. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, Sam. It's hard to believe,
Not since last year.
Right? Better bring on some laughter. Okay, at this time of the year, this is it. We say goals, not resolutions. We asked on the Facebook page as well.
The reason we say that is because a resolution sounds like something that's almost impossible to keep, right?
Totally.
Sounds so governmental.
True.
I remember the first time I heard that concept, resolution. It's exciting to have a new, fresh start.
It is, when yeah.
And that's why everybody, you know, does that in January, because you do. It does feel like it's a fresh start. But you actually have a fresh start every day. Yeah. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be, but it's true. You get to start over every day.
Yeah, that's true. You know, maybe you could
no
call
matter
it,
the month.
You could also call it a proposition, right? Something I think I'm going to do, but...
No, goals, okay. Right? Goals, not resolutions. You know, we had said, how do you stop holiday eating? To me, you just got to get out of the holiday.
Get through the holidays.
You got to get out of the holiday routine.
Yeah.
One thing for us is that we're just home more during the holidays. Yeah. And there's something about walking into your own kitchen, right?
Well, now you know what everybody's been dealing with since March.
Oh, yeah. See, I haven't been as home as much as the rest of the world since March. I know you have, Murphy, but...
I must have. Some of the holiday video made it look like that. For sure. It did.
You know the thing about stopping holiday...
You mean Snapchat puts on 10 pounds?
Yeah, right.
The thing about stopping holiday eating is that it's going to be uncomfortable, maybe for a day.
Yeah.
You know, because you've trained yourself to, oh, here's some fudge, and oh, look, the neighbors brought candy, and so you're just eating holiday eating.
The only holiday stuff I still have left is that big tin of Buc-ee's.
And?
It just takes forever to go through three different bags of stuff.
Did you enjoy it though, Sam?
I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a good sign that it's not all in one sitting for you, you know?
Yeah. 877-310-4MSJ.
How are you going to do it this year, Charlene?
I set small goals.
Smart.
Like you were talking about. I say I'm going to, you know, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by the end of the year. If I lose more than that, that's fantastic.
Do you do it with exercise and diet, or how do you do it?
I try to do exercise and diet. Mm-hmm.
Good.
The smart way.
Thank you,
Charlene. That's right.
Thank you, Charlene.
It's
we appreciate
basics,
the call.
Right. There's no easy way around it.
No, and I pulled up one of my weight loss apps and have looked at it for the last 3 days, but have done nothing with it yet.
One of
but
your...
But I plan to.
Coming up, guys, the number one gift that was given in 2020.
Did I get it?
We'll see if you did on the way.
It is so good to be back. You know, I mean, everybody wants another week, right?
But actually, I crave my routine, and I'm so glad to be back in it.
I developed a new routine. It's called napping.
Did you nap every day, Sam, while we're out?
Yes.
Nice.
It was wonderful. Now it's going to be hard to not nap.
Yeah, but they say that's good for you, even if it's just 20 minutes or so. I don't know how long your naps last. But
my naps are at least 2 hours.
See, if I do that, it destroys me afterwards. I don't know why I can't ever wake up from a nap that's that long. So actually, I have to set an alarm. If I do 30 minutes, I'm probably okay. Anything longer than that, I just...
Who do you know that can rock a nap?
Oh, Jody can,
yeah.
I can do 20 minutes without setting an alarm, and I'm back, baby.
20 minutes is a start.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's like a new day for
Magic.
Jody after the 20 minutes. I don't know how you do that.
Man, so exciting. Okay, the number one gift of 2020 that was given for the holiday season. You guys want to take a guess? I bet you're rocking some of it.
Air fryer, maybe?
Gift cards.
Gift cards.
Oh.
Most people were sent gift cards because it works this year, you know.
Well,
a lot of people didn't want to go out and shop.
Yeah, you had that, and then you also had families that couldn't get together, so you can send those kind of things, you know, by email or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you got daughters who won't tell you what they want for Christmas, so guess what? You're getting a gift card.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Hey, I'm not throwing names out.
You only have one daughter.
And I love gift cards. I mean, we actually wound up giving one, a couple ourselves, but... It almost feels like a cop-out. And I know it's not.
Yeah.
I know it's not, but you feel like you want to be able to find the perfect gift.
Then you have to give it with the little bonus thing. You know how I do that. You got to give a little something with it.
That's true, Jody. You're right.
Candy bar, something sweet, a little coffee, something like that.
Yeah. That's what your mom did. She gave us a gift certificate. And that was you.
She didn't give me a gift certificate.
Well, yeah.
She gave you.
Which mine is yours, so you know.
Yeah.
We're going to share it.
At least 50%.
Guess what my mom gave me, Sam? I gave her one of those smoothing hair dryer brushes.
Oh, yeah.
She gave me one also. Woohoo!
Oh,
I love it. Can't you see how smooth my hair is today?
Yeah, sure. Okay. But there's
smooth and shiny.
But there's a little wrinkle in that gift story because Jody couldn't decide which kind she liked better, the flat one or the roller one.
Yeah. No, the round one. I wanted the round one, but I bought the round one to give to her. And she gave me a flat one when I want the round one. So she and I are sharing it back and forth until we decide which one is best for us.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all don't live together, so how's that working?
We live near.
Okay.
Anyway, gift cards were number one. So if
makes
you
sense.
Gave that shout out, you did it right.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
From our Facebook page and Instagram, though, a lot of excitement about the sweetest thing Sam got this year from a very unexpected person. You know, we love hearing from you on Facebook and the gram on Instagram, especially during the holidays. So much beautiful stuff shared there. Like when Taylor and Phoebe sang on Christmas Eve, they own me with that. That was my gift this year.
Oh, I loved it.
Where?
We need to play a clip of that. I mean, I know you posted it on our Facebook page. We'll have to play a clip of that soon.
Okay, we'll do it. Mm-hmm. Did you hear it, Sam? Did you happen to catch it?
I watched the beginning of it.
Dolly Parton. They did a Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
We were dying.
It's
okay.
Beautiful.
You posted something after Christmas, Sam, that was your, I don't know, most sentimental gift that you received. Did you bring everybody in?
There was two things. A photo that Parker had taken of me. The last Friday that we were here, I got to babysit Hollis.
I know.
And so Hollis and I and Gus were out feeding the ducks, and Parker was behind us, and he took a picture of us standing at the fence feeding ducks.
That's an artisty thing to do.
And
that he did.
He sent it to me that night. He's like, look. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, that's really cool. And I sent him a picture of him and Hollis playing.
Cute.
And I forgot about it. Well, Christmas Day, that's what I get, is a framed pic.
That picture framed.
And it's like, wow.
Right.
And I asked his mom, I was like, did you help him with this? Because Parker doesn't, number one, give gifts.
Yeah.
And doesn't go sentimental. And she goes, he's never given anybody anything like that. She said, he asked me last night, this is what I want to give Dad. What can I do?
Mm,
and I was
nice.
Like, wow. Really?
He's growing up.
So he likes me more than you, is what you're saying.
Right. Okay.
You may say it one way, but I hear it a different way.
What's the second gift?
It was a little shrinky-dink of Hollis's foot.
Oh, my gosh.
And when I got it, it was tiny. And I'm thinking, oh, it's from his baby. No, it's now.
It's
but they shrinky-dink it, and so you can put it on a keychain. It says Hollis 2020.
Too cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
So we asked on our Facebook page about your sentimental gifts this year. Bridget says, my favorites were the little things and treats a few of my neighbors unexpectedly brought over. It's always the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
They each had a thank you of some sort attached, and that lets me know I'm doing something right for the rest of the year.
Nice.
Shout out, Bridget. Yes.
Wow.
Becky, I received a digital picture frame from my daughter and her husband. They are expecting their first child any day now. And this frame is to let me be with them throughout all of my first grandchild's milestones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You could also, get a Google Hub and upload from your cloud. I'm just saying,
if you're Murphy, you could tech it up.
Let's complicate things.
We love hearing from you on Facebook and Instagram. Keep it coming.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Sam, are you all caught up on The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
On Disney Plus?
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah.
Good. That's all I want to know.
The whole CGI, I can't give away any spoilers.
Don't. I bring it up because.
But the whole person that showed up at the end and the CGI face and all that was a little much for me.
Oh, okay. Well, send your complaints to John Favreau and Disney.
That's almost a spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so The Mandalorian not only was the most streamed show and the most streamed show right now ever, but it was the most pirated of 2020. So everybody's sharing and stealing and sharing, like, give me your code because I don't have Disney Plus, but I've got to watch the Mando.
So how do they know if it was pirated?
That's what I want to know. But they knew years back that the most pirated show before The Mandalorian was Game of Thrones.
Hmm.
You know that HBO lost half of their adult audience when Game of Thrones ended?
Huh.
The certain age group.
Wow.
Totally true. Anyway, so The Mandalorian.
How do they know that?
They know.
Huh.
So they're going to shut down the pirating stuff soon. You watch. If you're sharing your codes into different streaming services, enjoy it while it lasts. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Speaking of it, Discovery Plus is launching today, another streaming service with more stuff on it than anybody else has got. Nonstop reality shows from the Discovery Channel, HGTV, Food Network, and Animal Planet.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Tell you about the sweetest thing my papa has done yet when I go to read to him on Sunday mornings. You know, over the holidays, I did continue my tradition of going and reading once a week to my papa, reading him the Bible. He's a retired minister. And after I read whatever book he asked me to read, which yesterday, I read... What's the name of the book? Second Corinthians.
Well.
It was long. He even said, if you need to take breaks and get some water. I said, I do, actually, because it was a lot of chapters.
Is there a plan here, or you're just jumping around?
Whatever he wants. Okay. Whatever verse he's been thinking about. Gotcha. As soon as I hit the door, he tells me, baby, I've been thinking about this, so will you read this? And I'm like, yeah.
So the verse leads to the whole book.
Yes. Anyway, this is what's funny. The other day, the first day of our Christmas holiday, when I walked in there, he was in rare form. He was very energetic. And he says, baby, I want you to know that while you read to me, I'm making you a biscuit. And when you're finished, I'm going to feed you breakfast. And I was like, okay.
Really?
I said, I already had a banana, but okay. You know, when a grandparent wants to feed you, you don't refuse it. And I didn't know how, because he's not made biscuits in a long time.
He's 91 years old. So, you know, it's
so
I
go to the restroom. I come back through the kitchen and I hear this noise. He had taken one of those. You can buy frozen biscuits.
Yeah.
They're really good, actually.
Oh, they are good.
He'd taken one frozen biscuit and put it in his toaster oven. And it was cooking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. And he says, and by the way, baby, about the time you're done reading, I bet you that's going to be ready. And I want you to eat. I want to feed you to thank you for. I'm like, okay.
That book sounds long enough for it to burn.
But no. This was a shorter book that week. So anyway, I'm reading, and sure enough, not long after, you know, ding. Amen. I hear from the kitchen, ding!
Wow.
I'm not kidding. And then he gets up. He won't let me help him. He puts it on a plate for me. He offers me jelly, which I ate it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you could put a frozen biscuit in the toaster oven, but...
That is sweet.
Hate to break it to you. It's 2021. You can put some frozen biscuits in an air fryer.
Really?
After 16 minutes, you wouldn't know the difference.
Wow. Good to know. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this also. He was just in such rare form. He was so happy to have fed me that. I look up, and he's gone back into the living room to break out the guitar, and he sang to me.
Amazing.
Again.
Man, he was on, huh?
No song about biscuits?
You don't need biscuits when you got Amazing Grace.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, this month, the Biden inauguration is set to take place, and it will feature a virtual parade across America. There's a word we're all just done with, virtual, but it's how virtual. We have to do it. And so they're getting creative, this team. They're going to have, it's televised, of course, and performances from different communities across America, celebrating heroes, which is certainly needed now, and diversity and heritage and all that good stuff. Okay. And then they'll have that military pass on the east front of the Capitol, which is a longstanding tradition.
Yep.
Number two, I know you heard about this. Murphy was upset. Larry King is in the hospital.
For what now?
COVID-19.
Oh.
He has had so many health issues. He spent his birthday in November in the hospital.
He's had as many health issues as he's had marriages.
Yeah. Now, he's been married seven times.
See?
That's more than you, Sam.
Wow. Okay.
Larry King's 87.
87 years old. He's been in the hospital with COVID for 11 days now, and his family and children have not been able to visit him per hospital guidelines.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay? And that's the best update we can give you. And number three, NFL playoffs are set.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Captain!
I can't hear you!
I don't know why, but the Saints and the Bears are on Nickelodeon Sunday.
I know, but they have all
there
these...
There just aren't enough channels.
14 teams advancing. So this coming weekend is going to be the wild card weekend with games all the time, everywhere. Looking ahead to Super Bowl 55.
Coming up, Jody's favorite Christmas gift this year did not come from me. No, Sam, it didn't come from you, unfortunately, either. And it didn't come from our girls, Jody.
Next.
Hey, we're back. It's 2021. Did you see that it went viral right after the new year rang in that Ryan Seacrest looked different? Everybody was saying, Ryan Seacrest looks so different. But it's really just because his hair is longer because of COVID. He hadn't been getting out.
He's also, everybody looks different. It's called aging. It's called life.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest couldn't arrange a haircut.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Okay.
And I don't think he ages either. He really is like Dick Clark.
I want to tell you about one of the most special gifts I received this Christmas, Sam.
Yeah.
Because I completely did not expect it, but it was so beautiful to me because of who gave it to me and what he did. And this is my brother. When he and my mom showed up for us to do our gift exchange, he had this crazy present, and I thought, here he is bringing this to the girls. My brother loves Taylor and Phoebe. He's always picked on them at Christmas. In fact, he used to pick on them. I'm going to give you a box of rocks this year. And one year, he actually wrapped up a box of rocks for each of them. Yeah. Oh. And they opened it. You know what I mean? He's funny with Christmas.
Real funny.
Anyway, so there was this crazy present wrapped all weird. Looks like the Grinch wrapped it. Mm. You know, several different kinds of paper and rippings. And it was just a hot mess. And I thought, okay, this is Taylor and Phoebe. It was from me. Mm. He wrote my name on. I thought, oh, game on. So next year, I'm going to definitely rap crazy for him. But anyway, I love that he switched it around and picked on me again. Because it's been years since he's done that to me. Because ever since we had the girls, it's been about them.
Yeah.
So he brought it for me this year, the picking. He didn't do anything silly for them this year, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And I loved it. But not only was the wrapping hysterical, and I posted a picture of it. It was really funny. The present is so beautiful, too. He really knows me. He got me a new bird feeder.
Oh.
To hang outside, like, of the kitchen window or whatever, because he knows I like to watch birds. And I just thought that was so beautiful of him.
Yeah.
You know? It's one of the best things I got.
There's no such thing as a woodpecker feeder, though, is there? I mean,
it's called a tree.
Yeah. You know, I love to watch woodpeckers. But I don't like to watch any birds and feed birds.
Yeah.
You know this. So it was just really lovely and unexpected.
Nice. So I guess I'll need to hang that for you.
I do want you to hang it for me.
One of these years.
When you have time.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
On the way next, I know you like it because your daughter sang for you on Christmas Eve.
We do love that, yeah.
Well, I got a voicemail from my son, Will, from overseas.
Nice.
Singing to me. I didn't know he could. I got to share it with you.
All brand new podcast and all brand new, well, I guess
shows.
What we do here every morning, right?
Exactly. Everything.
We are back.
We are back, baby.
My son, Will, who was overseas, earlier this year.
Hey, Sam.
He started playing guitar, took up guitar.
You mean earlier last year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank God I don't write checks anymore.
Only 4 days in, yeah.
Earlier last year, he decided to teach himself to play guitar and apparently to sing. So I'm just sitting at home one day during the holidays, and I get a voicemail from Will. Hey, how you doing? It's me. He just starts singing.
I'm of the deep end, watches a diving. I'll never meet the ground.
Wow.
Crash through the surface.
Yeah, and so I listen to it, and it's like, wow, he's really learned to play the guitar.
Yeah,
he's a little off key, but, you know.
He sounds like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Wait.
He's no Bradley Cooper.
That's a tough song to sing.
That's a very song.
It is.
And so I listened to it. It was about a minute and a half, and the end of it comes up, and in typical Will fashion, I was just dying laughing.
In the shallow, the shallow, far from the shallow now.
Hey, do you have the recipe for Puppy Chow by chance? Because, like, I would absolutely love to make that.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, it started with I want to play this for you. It was just, he starts singing, and at the end, it's like, by the way, you got that recipe for Puppy Chow.
He has his own brand of comedic timing, and it's all his own.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. When your kids do that, they own you. Kids listening, you should know. When you perform like that or sing for your parents or do something like that, our girls own us on Christmas Eve when they sing, and they did, and it was legit.
Yeah. So, by the way, I did give him the recipe for Puppy Chow.
Okay.
He made it, and everybody loved it.
Did you tell him he was a little off key?
No.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Guess who has jumped on the Weight Watchers train and is going to be a spokesperson for them 2021?
Who's that?
Not Oprah. James Corden.
That's carpool karaoke with Adele.
Yeah, with James.
Huh.
Yeah, he said he's trying to be open about his struggles. He's realized.
And make a little money at the same time.
Yeah, fed up with the way I look. I'm fed up with the way I look is what he said. I'm fed up with being unhealthy, and this is the year I'm going to do it. So over Christmas, he says, I've eaten everything that's in the fridge because in my head in January, I'm starting this diet and it'll be a success.
Yeah.
I had
a similar experience to that.
I did. Hey, you're not making millions talking about
nobody's paying me to lose weight.
Every year they partner up with a famous person, and probably the most, I mean, when Oprah came in and bought stock in that company, it flipped it like you would not believe. And she lives that, you know, sometimes she's on it and sometimes she's not. But for James Corden to get on it, it's going to get a different kind of notoriety and funny.
And funny.
And he will lose weight doing it, you know, because you actually... It's a very balanced, eat more healthy, you know, don't eat junk
just
sort of
numbers.
A thing. It is numbers. So look for James Corden to be the funny spokesperson this year for Weight Watchers. So Sam gave me a giant Twinkie kit to make a giant Twinkie at home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I brought it home and the girls thought it was the greatest thing ever. They could not wait to make it late one night. And they did. And of course, you know who over here, Murphy, got all involved too.
It's a real life giant Twinkie.
When it came out of the oven, that was the first thing I saw.
Because it looks like a giant Twinkie. Yeah. And they had so much fun squirting the stuff into it. Because you have to put the stuff into the middle of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the funny part is they were so late. I had already brushed my teeth and I was in bed and they brought it into our bedroom like, look!
Giant
and I'm
Twinkie.
Like, I'm not going to eat that right now. So I didn't eat it that night. I didn't taste it.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
I loved it. And so one thing that Phoebe, our youngest, said, she said they left it in for just a little too long. It was a little too brown on the outside.
Yeah.
But I still thought it was great because the inside, you know, you make they give you this little packet with the sugar and stuff and you mix it with heavy whipping cream, so it turns into something
real
happy in the middle.
Super rich.
What kind of cake was it? Just a yellow cake, or was it a sponge cake?
Like a sponge cake is what it reminded me of.
But it's got the texture of a Twinkie. It's crazy. I mean, it is.
Here's the deal, though. The next morning, I get up. The girls had stayed up late, you know, holiday time, whatever, party. And the Twinkie, the big giant Twinkie, is still sitting out with, you know,
stuff,
cling wrap over it. And I don't think anything of it. I'm thinking, okay, I'll try some of that with my coffee. Although I wasn't about the taste of it. I thought it was fun to have them make it. Murphy gets up and reminds them, wait, you didn't refrigerate this?
No.
This has got heavy whipping cream in it. And so they got the whole lecture. You want to give Sam some of the lecture?
Well, I
know the lecture.
But it was the next evening. It had been out sitting out for 24 hours by the time I saw it.
Uh-huh.
And, and Jody's like, it's probably okay. I mean, it's a Twinkie. It's like, no, it's not like the one in the store. This is heavy whipping cream. And so
like our house is hot, though.
But it's when I tell you most of it's heavy whipping cream and very little bit of it's powder, that's what I mean. Uh-huh. It's like leaving dairy out for 24 hours.
So guess what we had to do with the... because of the food police over
here. But hold on. You know, Jody's cousins actually agreed with me on this. It wasn't me being Mr. Safety Extreme.
Yes, you were. Yeah. It's because somebody agreed with you.
I guess I got to get another one.
No. It's New Year and goals, not resolutions. That's what we do around here. 877-310-4MSJ.
What's yours, Holly?
I try and get more sleep because all those studies show that more sleep, the older you get, helps with your endorphins and the chemical releases in the brain to where you need more sleep when you're older. So I'm all about some more sleep. Tell me to take a nap. I dare you. And then I also hike on my lunch breaks.
Wow.
I eat a banana for breakfast, eat that Chobani coconut almond dark chocolate yogurt for lunch.
Mm. Yeah.
And then eat a good meal in the evening. And with all these farm fresh vegetables, it's awesome. Squash, fried okra.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Keep the local farmers in business.
Yeah.
Too.
There you go, Holly. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. It's a plan, at least. Yeah. You know, it's what you do most of the time. It's like you can't have cake, but you just can't have cake every day.
Or every meal.
Or a giant Twinkie. 310-4MSJ.